Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic Brainstuff episode. In this one, we talk about a technological process that was just getting started back when this episode originally published in 2018, using recycled plastics in paving and fixing up roads. Since then, research and rollout have continued, but here are the basics. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. A few years ago, engineer Toby McCartney was working in southern India with a charity that aided pickers who worked at landfill sites harvesting reusable items and selling them. McCartney discovered that the plastic waste they retrieved was being put into potholes in roads, doused with gasoline, and set afire. When the plastic melted into the holes and then hardened, it filled them. When McCartney returned to Scotland, he told two of his friends about what he had seen. As one of them, Gordon Reed, recalls, they decided that it would work better to use plastic waste to create a new type of material specifically designed for use in roads. After a year of research, they developed a method for transforming a mix of industrial and consumer plastic waste into pellets of a new material that could replace bitumen, the oil-based sealing material that holds asphalt together in roads. Since Reed's company, McReber, started operations in April of 2016, the company's recycled plastic road building material has been used to build roadways in places ranging from Australia to Dubai. Reed says, "We've got roads on every continent, and we've had interest from round about 50 countries in the world. The company currently is having discussions with a university in California about building a test road to demonstrate that its plastics are compatible with standards in the United States." According to Reed, using recycled plastic for road building sounds simple, but it actually requires a complex process to create the right material. He explained, "Different plastics do different things to bitumen. If you use the wrong mix, it can actually make the bitumen more brittle." McReber avoids using PET bottles and other types of plastic that are easily recycled, and instead concentrates on types of waste plastic that might otherwise end up buried in the ground. Reed declined to go into too much detail, as so not to reveal too much about McReber's proprietary process. In addition to keeping plastic out of landfills, the company says its plastic road materials can save about a ton in carbon dioxide output for each ton of bitumen that the plastic replaces. The company has developed different types of road-building plastic for different environments. One variety is designed for roads in such places as the Middle East, where more tensile strength is needed to resist asphalt's tendency to deform from heat. Another is designed to be more flexible and resist the freeze-thaw cycle in colder places such as Canada or Scotland, Reed says. MacRibber's current products are capable of replacing between 6 and 20% of the bitumen in roads, but Reed is hopeful that within 2 years, improved versions will replace as much as 50%. Reed says that MacRibber's plastic road materials physically bind with the bitumen, which prevents it from breaking loose and getting into the environment. In the U.S., plastic is already being used in road maintenance. University of Texas at Arlington civil engineer Professor Sahodat Hussain, director of the School Solid Waste Institute for Sustainability, has turned to recycled plastic as a way to solve the problem of unstable soil on highway slopes, which eventually can cause the road surface to fail as well. He's developed a technology for taking plastic from landfills and then recycling it to manufacture giant pins that are inserted into the falling soil to stabilize it. Hussain explained via email that the recycled plastic pin, quote, has been successfully tested as a laterally loaded pile in different highway slope stabilization projects in the state of Texas, Iowa, and Missouri. The Texas Department of Transportation has adopted the recycled plastic pin as one of their approved slope stabilization methods. It takes just 3 to 4 minutes to install each of the pins in the ground, so an entire unstable area can be shored up in a few days. He said, once the pin is installed into the ground, it is less susceptible to degradation, which makes it a long-lasting solution for slope repair. Each recycled pin utilizes about 500 plastic soda bottles. At one of the demonstration sites, Hussain's research group put 600 plastic pins into the ground, making use of some 300,000 plastic bottles that otherwise would have ended up in landfills. Hussain thinks that the Chinese government's recent decision to ban imports of plastic waste for recycling could create an opportunity for U.S. entrepreneurs to make road materials. China imported 776,000 metric tons of plastic waste from the United States in 2016. Hussain said, "I am positive more and more roads will be constructed using recycled plastics." But he does note that more work needs to be done to develop new methods, including full-scale testing and life cycle analysis of roads containing plastic materials. Today's episode is based on the article Recycled Plastic Waste Creates Roads on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.